Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. I want you to hear from Kelly. She's a mom in Milford, and her three-year-old son, Mason, is amazing. And the most amazing part of this story is that he's still alive against all odds. And we're linked up to a GoFundMe page called Team Mason Angels, and we're linked up at WPLR.com. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Chaz, AJ, everyone listening.
Thank you for coming on. Thanks for being willing to share Mason's story with us. So this was some rare condition Mason had since birth?
Yes. At 18 weeks gestation, we had found out that Mason had something very rare called a vascular ring with a right aortic arch, which meant his vascular anatomy had grown wrapped around his trachea and his esophagus, stemming from his aorta and his major vascular system. The experience with it is typically from research, which there isn't a huge amount of research. It's not usually problematic with most kids. Unfortunately, 2 days old, we were packing at the hospital to go home, and he was getting blood work, and they said there was a problem, and they had me come up to the NICU to help with the blood draw and comfort him, and they put him in my arms, and he coded.
Oh my God!
They had to resuscitate him, and wow. That was the first of probably 50 episodes of that, or more, hundreds even, in his almost 4 years old life.
As a mom, can you describe what it felt like to have your 2 day old baby code in your arms?
It's pretty indescribable. Something kicked in when they grabbed him from me and rushed him to the neonatal ICU. We had been hopeful that he would not have issues, but it was devastating. We didn't know. We were left kind of not knowing what would happen. Once he was stabilized, they thought it was a one-time thing.
And he was on a ventilator for 2 years? Is that right?
Yeah, so he was on a ventilator. He had a trach placed December 11, 2015, put on a ventilator. And that was following, we had gone into the ER because he had gone blue while eating at home, and he was only home for 2 months. We were in the ER, and he coded in my arms again. We had a wonderful doctor in the ICU, in the pediatric ICU, sit down beside us and say, we need to intubate him to keep him alive. They had placed a trach in hopes that that would open his airway due to the tracheal bronchomalacia. He had 100% collapse of his airway, and that is a very, very rare condition, and typically kids do not have full collapse of their airway.
Oh my
God. So he was
on
a ventilator until March 22nd of 2018. We had brought him up to Boston Children's Hospital, where Dr. Jennings had performed a 13-hour surgery to open all of his airway. His airway was open to 80%. He came off the ventilator.
So this is good, right? He's off the ventilator.
That was good.
Right.
He made
right.
amazing progress.
Awesome.
He made amazing progress.
Yeah, all of this sounds expensive. How much of this is covered by your health insurance?
Insurance was willing to cover the major surgeries and the transitions to Boston. However, you know, as great and wonderful as that is, there is a huge expense that comes with when you have somebody whose life is constantly having to be saved through major surgeries and hospital stays.
Yeah, well, one person's not working,
yeah.
right? So one person
right.
in the house not working. Bill's still coming in.
Of course.
I was able to work when he was doing really well from home. When his surgery in October in Boston had some complications, I had to stop, and now I can't do it because at any given moment, if a client needed me, and I need to be there for my son. So Dad usually would be doing overtime. He'd usually be doing side work. All of that is impossible because the
right.
short time of the day that he can spend with him is after work and at night.
This is an emotional and financial drain
yes.
simultaneously happening. I mean, I know the positive here is he's still alive and he's a fighter.
Yeah.
But man, this has got to be tough on you guys.
This is, it's We never imagined we'd have to do CPR on our son. We never imagined we'd have to do chest compressions. And, you know, you don't think like, oh, my God, what is to come? And now yesterday we traveled up northern Boston. It's all so that we can be there. We can help him try to regain what he lost. And he lost everything. He lost everything. He can breathe. He can cry. He's starting to look at us, and that's the moments we need to be there for. And
it's unbelievable. You, I think a lot of us take things for granted, and a three-year-old is usually games and toys and playing and fun and learning, and this is just struggling to live. Kelly, keep us posted, and if there's any event coming up that we can appear at, promote, or do whatever, please let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. That's Kelly from Milford. She's a mom of Mason. And again, we're linked up at WPLR.com to Team Mason Angels, the GoFundMe page. They can use our help. Let's do it.